WV Uncommon Place. This podcast is a variety podcast that houses numerous series to cover mental health, empowerment, podcast framework, and various intimate theories to get to know the hosts. Along with occasional movies reviews and dives in pop culture with our event podcast episode. The Uncommon Place digs into bringing guests on that stories don't fit the mold and are very different. WV stands for the Great State of West Virginia, and every quarter we cover something in West Virginia. Stacey and myself, JR, are your hosts, so please come along for this venture to our Uncommon Place.
Hey dude, what are we going to do about increasing our audience for our films? TikTok and YouTube aren't doing too well for us.
Well, now that I think about it, my friend told me about the West Virginia Mountaineer Short Film Festival on April 19th through the 21st over at WVU in Morgantown. It's happening at the Kennedy Creative Arts Center on that Friday and Saturday, and at the WVU Mountain Lair on Sunday.
Dang, sounds pricey to be featured at such a large event.
No worries, bro. They accept all forms of films, and the submission fee is really reasonable. In fact, anyone listening to this podcast can get a 50% discount off the submission fee, which brings the entry fee down to just $5. Not only that, but with this waiver code, you all can submit up until Friday, March 22nd, 2 weeks past the regular entry deadline. Just go to their Film Freeway page and use the waiver code WVM24.
Yo, bro, I just searched up this fest and it's legit. They get anywhere from 250 to 300 submissions from over 25 countries. They'll be showing all kinds of films. Plus, they're gonna have a free filmmaking workshop on Friday and a bunch of live multimedia performances on Saturday. I also hear they're gonna be doing a live panel discussion with some video artists and animators about artificial intelligence, which, you know, pretty controversial, but also really important to learn on. So anyway, dude, should really go submit your film.
That's sick. What's the link? I want to learn more.
Dude, just go to www.wvmsff.com. There you can find more information about how to submit.
Well, bro, it says right here that we can win a prize for the best film, and even if we don't win, we'll still have a fun weekend watching films with free popcorn and milk duds.
No way! Free snacks! I also heard West Virginia has the best pepperoni rolls, so we gotta go!
Howdy everybody, welcome to West Virginia and Common Place. Today I have a special guest with me. His name is Kevin Burke. Kevin Burke is here with us. Please tell us your name so everybody can hear it clearly.
My name is Kevin Burke.
And Kevin, the nostalgia question that is always asked on this show is, who is the person? So let's just go ahead and get that out the way, get that nitty-gritty started, and then we can roll right into everything. Who is Kevin Burke and why are you here?
I have recently discovered that Kevin Burke is a philosopher. For about 30 years, I thought I was an astrologer, but I was misidentifying as that. And when I discovered and started putting together the human game and realized that the human game was actually a philosophy, and then realized, oh, I've always been a philosopher. That really changed my whole life. Everything kind of makes sense now.
Okay. So can you elaborate on the concept of the human game and how it applies to understanding reality?
The human game is a philosophy based on the idea that the universe is made up of stories. So story is the smallest practical unit of reality, because reality is subjective. Think basically, true, things are real because you tell yourself they are. Reality is nothing special. All reality in some sense is virtual. And we understand things with story. And as I explored this and figured out, you know, how does story actually work? How does this function? I kind of figured out how I can help people get creative control over the story of their life.
Okay. Now I'm going to spin this a little bit, and this one's going to be a little challenge real quick. So how do you differentiate between a problem and an obstacle in the context of achieving happiness with the human game?
Okay. Problem and obstacle have very specific definitions in the context of the human game. Okay. And an obstacle is anything that interferes with your ability to achieve an external goal. A problem is anything that interferes with your happiness. Everything, story operates on three levels. It's like your television monitor has a red channel, a blue channel, and a green channel. Story has a plot level story, a character level story, and a theme level story. And this is what you need to understand, because the reality you experience is what I call the composite story, and you can't make any changes to that. You want to make adjustments to the image, you need to go and deal with the component level stories. The plot level story is the external events. It's what happened. You don't have a lot of control over the plot level story. You did not create the external world. The character level story is how you feel. It's what happened to me. It's your feelings, which is the only thing that you care about. And so happiness lives inside you. Happiness is the feeling. Happiness is part of the character level story. Obstacles are part of the plot level story. There's always going to be obstacles. But just because you encounter an obstacle doesn't necessarily mean it's going to interfere with your happiness. And that's one of the first things that you learn when you play the human game, and it makes a huge difference.
Okay, thank you for that, because in that right there, with people explaining that, that gives kind of like the growth and happiness format or framework, basically, inside of yes. the human game. I almost slipped up and called it the Hunger Game. I'm sorry. So let's go into duality real quick. What role does astrology play in the human game, and how can it be used as a tool for personal development and problem solving?
Okay, astrology operates at the theme level story. The theme level is not personal. It's universal, it's archetypal, it's symbolic. It's where you, so plot level is where you accomplish your goals, kind of where you, you know, what everything looks like. Character level is your reality. It's how you feel. It's the only thing you care about. Theme level is where you find meaning and purpose. And astrology works beautifully at the theme level because it can give you structure for stories. It can help you to understand how to overcome obstacles. You've got your own symbolic character attributes, basically. And it's like I said, it's all story. It's all made up. Everything in reality is made up. And a little astrology goes a long way, but it can help you not only find meaning in your story, but really incredibly practically, the way that I finally, after 30 years of trying to get astrology to be practical, finally found a way that does it. And you can use these little teeny tiny little chunks of astrology, totally different than what you think it is. Teeny tiny little elements of astrology, you can use these and overcome obstacles and turn problems back into obstacles and achieve your goals and just have a ridiculous amount of fun.
Okay. Now, there's two tools that I read about in all the information that was provided to me before we came on. The okay. Happiness GPS and the Value Compass. Can you explain how these tools work and how individuals can apply them in their daily lives?
Okay. The Happiness GPS is a reasonably lengthy story that I build over the course of the human game experience. It's a way that you can navigate in the character level story because, again, we're used to dealing with the outside world. And we've got to deal with the outside world, but what you engage with the outside world because you think you achieve a goal, it's gonna meet one of your needs. It's gonna make you feel good. All you need to feel happy is to manage your safety needs and manage your validation needs. And pretty much everything that we do, every goal we set in the outside world, we think, I want to achieve that goal because when I achieve that goal, it's going to meet one or more of my needs. And when you meet your needs, you're happy. Getting what you want doesn't make you happy. Doesn't not make you happy. Getting what you want does not suck, but it's not enough to make you happy.
True.
So part of the way that you lower the stakes is by learning how to meet your character level needs without relying on whatever's going on in the plot level game. And the Happiness GPS It's based on astrology. So the moon in your birth chart tells you how you approach safety, what language you speak for safety, and where you are reliably going to find safety. And Venus in your birth chart tells you how you express and experience love and appreciation, and what language you speak for love and appreciation, and where you can find that. And the happiness GPS is a story that basically helps you to realize, oh, okay, I'm in this situation. I have this goal. The stakes are a little bit high. What I really need is some safety. Here's the turn-by-turn directions for me to find safety in the character level story without needing to achieve that goal. But I know, you know, for example, I have a cardinal approach to safety. So I know that with safety, it's pretty much all or nothing. So I'm always looking for a giant amount of it at once, archery target kind of thing. So one of the strategies is, smaller target. Don't need a great big thing right now. A little bit of safety will make a difference, will lower the stakes. And you learn how to work with these things. And again, these are teeny tiny little elements of astrology. This is not great big astrology stuff. This is like the element of your moon and the modality of your moon and the house of your moon individually. But you use those and it kind of gives you turn by turn directions, as I say, to the best possible outcome, because you're lowering the stakes. So you're going to be happy. So it's not going to be a problem. You achieve the goal, great. You don't achieve the goal, it's not going to mess with your happiness. And that gives you so many more options. The value compass, once you built it, so the happiness GPS helps you to build a foundation of happiness. First major milestone with the human game is, let's get you to your happily ever after. Happily ever after is not the end of the story. Happily ever after means you've got the whole rest of your life and you don't have to worry about happiness anymore. So it's a foundation.
Okay. I like that.
The value compass is how, because most of the time we're driven by our wants and our needs. Most of the time we want things, we care about things because we think it's going to make us feel safe. We think it's going to make us feel loved and appreciated. Or with a fantasy, it's about, you know, fame and fortune or money. And the value compass kind of, it's a flow chart that eliminates those things. It asks you, what do you want? And then why do you want it? And then once you've cleared out anything about happiness, what's left is what you value. And then from there, you can look at, how do you win? How do you experience this thing that you genuinely care about, this thing that is going to bring you more than just happiness? And it's not something that is directly related to any kind of external goal. So you're learning how to navigate. There goes my board. You're learning how to navigate really, again, the character level story, but in a way to really tune to these better feeling vibrations.
Okay. Now, I thank you for doing that, for giving us a walkthrough. Now, tell us about like some of the unique skills and attributes that are attributed inside the human games. Like, let's go a little deep into that. Like, tell us how some of those things work out in the human game.
Okay. I think what you're asking about, I talk about, so the human game experience is, it is an astrology-based reality role-playing game that can give you creative control over the story of your life. So I liken this to like fantasy role-playing games like Dungeons and Dragons, where you have a character. And your character has certain attributes. And in Dungeons and Dragons, you gain experience and your character becomes more skilled. In Dungeons and Dragons, your character attributes are generally determined by, you know, rolling the dice. In the human game, your character attributes are kind of established at birth. They're baked into your birth chart. One of the things In Dungeons and Dragons, characters have alignments. So there's, you know, the good, neutral, evil, but then there's also the way that they approach that. So there's lawful and there's neutral and there's chaotic. And so that's sort of how you approach things. And those alignments translate in astrology and translate in the human game. Those are the three modalities. So three different ways that you may approach a particular goal. So the cardinal modality, which I call team hair, is okay. Like lawful. It's sort of like lawful, sees things in black and white. The goal is an archery target. You've got to hit it with one arrow. Fixed is like the neutral alignment, and that's team tortoise. So if you have a fixed approach to a goal, it's a marathon. It's not a sprint. You are in it for the long haul. Everything is dealt with an accounting department, and you want to make sure everything is managed and everything is stable and consistent. Mutable, which would be chaotic, is team hummingbird. So race is not a sprint. It's not a marathon. It's a scavenger hunt. You look at every task as a giant to-do list, and once you've checked all of the items off the to-do list, you're done, and you can do them in any order. With Dungeons and Dragons, your character has a single alignment. With the human game, you have a different alignment potentially for different parts of your life, for different goals, because there are seven planets, and each of those seven planets could be in a different alignment, and that will affect different areas of your life. So I have a cardinal alignment for my safety needs. I have a mutable alignment. I'm on team hummingbird for my validation needs, and I'm team tortoise for my happiness. So let me tell you, there's a lot of conflict between managing those strategies. Because for safety, it's like, oh, I want it all now, and then my happiness is like, oh, no. We've got forms to fill out. We've got the accounting department. Got a bureaucracy going on with this. Can't have too much happiness all at once. We've got targets.
Okay.
And just understanding that, sorry, that was the rest of the board. those little Velcro contact strips just don't like holding up sometimes.
Not at all. So since you've built this game, and everybody knows, like, any type of content creation or any creation, there comes a point where you have to, you know, you're in the present day, but you have to think about the future. So how is a human game going to evolve under your toolage? And what impact do you want this to have on people's lives? Now, listen to this, though. Here's a catch. You know what it's going to do with people interacting with it now, but what are you looking for in the future? Because here's the thing. We always have early adopters to things. Mm-hmm. And then we have the next wave. And mm-hmm. the next wave of everything is a whole different group that has cardinal knowledge and is informed about what's going on. So they're going to have a different type of expectation than your early mm-hmm. adopters. So how are you going to meet this challenge?
Okay. It's a great question. This doesn't quite track with that. Because the more you play, the more you discover what you can do.
Okay.
It's not, I start you out with a framework and a set of stories that I've created to sort of give you the tutorial and help you kind of understand how story works. And part of what my agenda is with this, as I'm going through the human game experience, I'm sort of installing a few little software patches to your human operating system. And one of those software patches significantly lowers what I call your guilt tax bracket.
Okay.
So it's nothing you need to be conscious of, because once I explain kind of what's going on and how this works, and once you realize, oh my God, I've never actually been wrong in my entire life. It's not possible. I've never made a wrong choice. I've always only made the best possible choice. Once that story really locks in, your guilt tax bracket goes down. There's less uncertainty worrying, maybe I made the right choice, maybe I made the wrong choice. And so you actually find yourself a couple of weeks afterwards just noticing, I'm a lot happier. I'm a little lighter. There's this, don't know what's changed, but something's changed. So that's my objective with all of this. That's my objective.
Okay.
With just going through the human game experience. That's my objective with the book that I'm writing on this. And then I'm exploring other modules. I mean, like Dungeons and Dragons, I want to create new modules with this. Right now I have the quest for happiness. Later this year, I'm going to have another version of that, which is the quest for prosperity.
Okay.
Then there's an identity quest. Then there's a way of how do you use the astrology to build up the neighborhoods in the city of your life and just achieve goals. There's lots of things that can be done with this, but I also want people taking the ideas and the philosophy and just applying it everywhere. I mean, this has kept me sane looking at what's going on in the world, because I understand everything is story, and I look at what's happening in the world and I see the big framework of the story, and I understand the plot level and the character level and the theme level, and I see these global cycles and these 50 and 70 year cycles that we are coming to the end of right now, and which is why everything is getting very exciting. And being able to look at it that way, using the tools of the human game, I don't yell at the television set half as much as I used to. I don't get nearly as frustrated with things because I get it. And because even though I may not be enjoying what I'm seeing, there is the part of me that goes, yeah, this is a great story. I really would like it to be over. I really would like this to sort of resolve, but I appreciate the story. I see the structure. I see where it's heading. It's a great story, and I can at least enjoy that part of it while there's the part of me going, but again, those little adjustments, just let me give you the ability to at least appreciate how good the story is of your life, even if in the moment the part of it that you're experiencing is not fun, because that makes it a little bit easier. That's not nothing. That's what this can do. And I'm really looking forward to having a big batch of early adopters who take it and run with it. Because the basic philosophy, to keep it in the metaphor, the basic philosophy is open source.
Okay, open source.
There are some very specific things, some specific frameworks, some specific modules that I have created that are, you know, that are mine, that are my business. But so much of this information is like, no, this is how I'm doing it. These are the tutorials. This is so you can begin to understand, oh wow, I really can like do anything. Once I get to the writer's room, I can do anything with my story. I can create anything. I want people creating their lives consciously and having fun.
Okay. Now, Kevin, I want to thank you for coming on West Virginia Commonplace and letting us know about the human game. And real quick, can you do a shameless plug to let people know where they can meet and greet you across the internet or however you'd like them to meet you?
A shameless plug, playthehumangame.com. You can learn about the human game. You can learn about the human game experience. You can register for the free human game introduction class, series of videos to get a feel for what this is and an idea of what you can do with it. And you can enroll in the human game experience, which is an 8-week online program that will you know, take you through the process. You will experience it for yourself. You will be able to have what I'm having. All that and more is at playthehumangame.com.
And the great amazing thing about a podcast is inside of our show notes, you will find links, which people call to action, but it'll be a link in there so that you can meet and greet him across the internet. So once again, I am JR from West Virginia and Commonplace, along with Kevin.
Kevin Burke.
And we are signing off. That was good.
Thank you.
And Yeah, so basically, I'll definitely get all that edited and fixed up, and we'll get going, all right?
Excellent. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great day, buddy.
Nice to meet you. Bye-bye.
Please follow WV Uncommonplace on Instagram, Tumblr, Twitter, TikTok, where we have some great content, Facebook, LinkedIn. Hit up the merch store at onecommonplace.square.site. Join the email list from the website and rate, subscribe, and give feedback from your favorite podcatcher. And lastly, thanks for listening and tune into the next episode.